The leaves are changing all around us right now. Thankfully, we serve the unchanging God. This is Pastor Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. I live in a beautiful place in upstate New York. On a recent road trip, I saw a sign for Sleepy Hollow, and a name popped into my mind that I hadn't thought about for some time. The name was Ichabod. Remember Ichabod Crane from Washington Irving's scary story of the Headless Horseman? Long before the milquetoast teacher from Sleepy Hollow was a part of American legend, Ichabod was a name from our Bible. Sorry, Mr. Irving, God's word was there long before you. 1 Samuel 4 contains a tale of terror and tragedy, loss and defeat. It's both a warning and a description of a dark time. Ichabod can be a banner placed over any person's life who forgets God, his glory, and his power. 1 Samuel 4 describes the life and sad ending of a high priest in Israel named Eli. Eli, as a father and leader, is a passive and weak man. God's word says that he honors his sons more than he honors God. Here's some backstory. Israel has been defeated in a battle by the Philistines, and so Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, try to use the Ark of the Covenant, which was a sacred part of the tabernacle, like a rabbit's foot, and they take it into battle. The battle goes from bad to worse. Eli's sons die along with 30,000 Jewish troops, and the Ark is captured by the Philistines. When the aged Eli hears the tragic news, he falls off the bench he's sitting on and dies. And then tragically, his daughter-in-law gives birth to a son and names him Ichabod before she dies as well. Ichabod means no glory, or the glory has departed. It reminds us of how superstitious people can be about objects and icons. God's actual glory cannot be diminished, but his glory in our lives can be clouded by our sin and rebellion. When our homes are not places of gospel truth, where children hear and grow in grace, Ichabod could become a reality. When we live our lives without a view of God's glory, we could write Ichabod over our lives. God does not jump through hoops and perform circus routines at our beck and call. Even to carry around a cross, but not to have the message of the cross in our hearts, sets us up for an Ichabod moment. If God's glory is known, if he's worshipped, we will have solid ground under us. Doubt and fear are toxic. They steal today's strength and tomorrow's joys. We dare not adopt a slogan faith that only offers platitudes and not reality. God's glory is not something we hang on the wall. It's a wonderful, heavy truth that we live out. We need God's presence with us to do battle with sin and selfishness. If God is for us, God's word says, who can be against us? I don't want Ichabod written over a home, a life, or even a church. Church isn't just a place we go, it's something that we are. A people called out of darkness and death. Ichabod becomes a reality when we perform duties without devotion or actions without adoration. You can't have an expanding ministry and a shrinking love for our Savior, Jesus Christ. So the next time you're near Sleepy Hollow and the name Ichabod pops into your head, be warned. Be careful in your walk of faith. These truths are for our correction and our reproof, our progress in godliness. Don't let this pathetic Old Testament scene become a part of your life story. Stand on Christ, the solid rock, and raise an Ebenezer. That's a name for another time. It means, here God has helped me. Raise his glory like a banner over your life and live for him. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from the First Baptist Church of Westerlo, New York, wishing you joy in your journey.